It was standing room only for the first discussion of Amendment 1 by the Senate Environmental Preservation and Conservation Committee. Chairman Charlie Dean, a Republican from Inverness, says there's no shortage of suggestions about where the money should go.
Everybody that calls me is already wanting to talk about programs.
Sponsors of the amendment unveiled a wish list of programs, including $150 million for Florida Forever, the land buying program that once spent three times that much each year to protect thousands of wilderness acres from the bulldozer. Also on the list, another $150 million for Everglades restoration and associated projects, $50 million for springs protection, and $20 million for beach management. Eric Draper, head of a coalition of environmental groups that drafted the amendment, said the priority list was arrived at by consensus.
And that takes care of the Everglades, the estuaries, the Florida Forever program, springs. We basically have thought it all through.
Another item on the list, $90 million for land management, should smooth the feathers of conservative opponents of land buying programs who have long complained the state doesn't take care of the land already set aside. But that won't end the food fight by any means. Ken Bryan, a director of the Rails to Trails Conservancy, didn't see the 10% set-aside he was lobbying for.
You know, Rails to Trails Conservancy, trails may be the furthest from that consensus at the moment, but we're committed to trying to get there.
Bryan's group wants to spend the money to eventually complete a 3,000-mile cycling trail from Pensacola to Key West. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.